are listening to a Your Prof Talk. For more talks, go to www.yourprof.com.
It is something of a commonplace that had it not been for his role in the Second World War, Churchill would not be revered as the colossus he now is. His career, as Robert Rhodes James put it, would have been a study in failure. There would be no Churchill College, Cambridge, no American warship named the USS Winston Churchill, no new Churchill Museum in London, and no publishing industry that produces what seems like an endless stream of books and articles. Churchill has become what the French philosopher Michel Foucault would call an author function. That is, he is not so much an individual as a complex web of cultural memories, deeply embedded iconic reflexes, and prestigious institutions. Invoking his name produces an immediate response, and articulations by him or about him have enormous cultural status. Had there been no Second World War, Churchill would have disappeared into the backwaters of British domestic and imperial history, along with figures like Lord Curzon, or Arthur Balfour, or his own father, Lord Randolph Churchill. A dazzling, mercurial curiosity whose last major effort was his impassioned opposition to the extension of parliamentary democracy to India. But the war did happen, and Churchill did not disappear. The central debate in the story of Churchill now is the quality and significance of his wartime leadership. The historian Richard Overy puts it this way.